Back in 1995, Jean Aitchison heard about a team going to a small village in Guatemala to build a Christian school. An RN based in Stratford, Aitchison inquired how she could help and was soon part of a team rounding up medical supplies. It was the humble beginnings of years of medical missions and global humanitarian work that earned a farm girl from Downey Township the Order of Canada. "It's beyond your wildest dreams," Aitchison told Stratford Today. The Order of Canada has honored more than 7,600 people, whose service has shaped our society, whose innovations have ignited our imaginations, and whose compassion has united our communities. This year, just 99 people were honored. Aitchison leads a dozen volunteers at the Stratford Mission Depot. Their space is upstairs at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church and packed with small and large boxes that volunteers fill with medical supplies bound for countries like Cuba and Ukraine. The group relies on donations. Everything from bandages to stethoscopes are packaged, carefully labeled in whatever boxes they can round up. Full of energy and vitality, Aitchison, a Rotarian, has made numerous connections over the years, and her contacts from the Rotary Club and healthcare organizations have been a big help, ensuring packages reach their destinations. "We have filled probably a dozen, 16-foot truckloads over the past year," Aitchison estimated. "We sent our first load out to Ukraine about a week after the war started. The war elicited a strong response locally, with more people dropping off supplies. Just about every kind of humanitarian aid is needed there," she said. The mission has also provided medical supplies to Cuba, sending out packages just a couple of days after a hotel explosion in Havana last May killed at least 40 people. Supplies have also shipped out to Lebanon and parts of Africa. Supplies arrive from hospitals, community care centers and hospices, including recently expired items that can still be used, keeping them out of the landfill. Aitchison was honored earlier this year with a Community Recognition Award, presented by members of Stratford City Council, and was a 2002 recipient of the Queen Elizabeth II Golden Jubilee Medal. Recipients to be honored in a ceremony at Rideau Hall in Ottawa, split between companion, officer and member designations, include actor and producer Eugene Levy and National Hockey League star Sidney Crosby. Aitchison initially received an email from the Governor General's office to inform her about the award. She thought it was a scam. She contacted Stratford Police and Perth Wellington MP John Nader's office, and both agreed with her. She conferred with her Rotary friends and reached out to the Governor General's office, eventually getting confirmation. Though she is unaware of who nominated her for the Order of Canada and likely won't find out, Aitchison is certainly grateful that her efforts have earned her Canada's most prestigious Citizens Award. "It's completely overwhelming. But you don't have a team without people who are willing to step up and help out. Anything that I have ever accomplished has not been done alone. It's always a lot of people working together,"